Welcome everyone to the Out for Lunch podcast, where we dive into the most pressing topics for you, our partners. I'm your host, Griffin McCurlin, and the topic we're going to be talking about today is a big part of SAP's strategy moving forward to capitalize the opportunity of the mid-market, our offering Grow with SAP. This is a complete offering of solutions, adoption acceleration services. It's a community with learning so any size company can successfully adopt cloud ERP. I sit down with Guillermo Brinkman, a 16-year SAP veteran holding different roles, most recently the head of public cloud go-to-market for partner ecosystem success. So let's find out what Willie's having for lunch.
Pasta. I had some spaghetti. I love pasta.
Okay, and what kind of sauce did you have with it?
Bolognese,
very good.
I made it myself, by the way.
Homemade.
Yeah, I enjoy cooking. It's kind of a therapy for me. I really enjoy cooking.
That's very nice. That's good.
It's not like cooking every day. That's a completely different story, like yes. Lunch and dinner.
Okay, well, aside from your homemade bolognese, we have a very important topic to speak about today. Grow with SAP, not Rise. Grow. This is a new separate offering to Rise. I know there's a lot of questions about what is Grow, what is Rise, are they connected? We'll cover that in this episode. But something I'd like you to just start with is, what is Grow with SAP? It's not a product, it's an offering of services. It's a journey to the cloud for mid-sized businesses. Maybe I'm stealing your thunder, but Willie, please, what is Grow with SAP?
Okay, Griffin, let me answer that. And first, I would like to put this in the context of the SAP product strategy moving forward. And I'm pretty sure that all our partners have already seen this product strategy. And the point I want to highlight here is that cloud ERP is at the core of the product strategy, together with the business technology platform as the foundation for our partners to build extensions, integrations, but also to develop their own IP. Now, surrounding the cloud ERP, it's our industry knowledge. And this is a very important part, because industry knowledge has always been our differentiator and most critical success factor that allows our customers to access all these industry-specific processes and best practices to really answer their industry requirement. And this is very related to Grow. So when we talk about cloud ERP, there are two different flavors of the S/4HANA cloud. We have S/4HANA cloud private edition, and we have the S/4HANA cloud public edition. And they have different characteristics. The private edition is more about tailored to fit. It's a cloud ERP that adapts to an organization's unique transformation needs. But when we talked about the public edition, this is about being ready to run. This is about fit to standards, industry best practice context. In fact, it is a full software as a service solution, right? And it allows us to give to the customer a fast adoption of the ERP, but at the same time to have continuous innovation. Now, on top of those two SAP solutions, we develop two offerings. One offering is Rise with SAP, and the other offering is Grow with SAP. So, and it is important to differentiate, because Rise with SAP and Grow with SAP are offerings, not products. They contain different SAP solutions and other things. And just to make a difference between them, in an 80-20 rule, we can say that Rise with SAP is our flagship offer for our customers to migrate the SAP ERP that they have to the cloud. But Grow with SAP is our hero offering for our net new name customers, in particular in the mid-market, to adopt an ERP fast, without complexity, and in a predictable way. So that's to answer the question and the difference between RISE and GROW. Two flagship offerings that we have for two different customer cloud journeys.
Gotcha. And this mid-market journey that we're really tapping into and really putting a lot of investment into, like you said, for the mid-market companies, there is massive potential. I was listening to the Partner Connect event that happened in Orlando, and Julia White made a couple good points. 99% of businesses in the world are mid-sized. 70% of the jobs that people have are in mid-sized companies. And Christian Klein, SAP CEO, in the 2023 strategy kickoff meeting, said that Grow with SAP is our top priority across all board areas. So this is a massive investment. She also said that this is the single biggest marketing investment that she's made in 2023. So we're really diving into the mid-market with Grow, and that's kind of our main avenue to do so. So there's this massive market to tap into. Obviously, you know, we see that as a plus, but why are we doing this? What is the goal with Grow? You said it's for mid-sized companies to adopt this ERP with simplicity, predictability, speed. And really in this new space, speed is the new currency. The faster that you can get out there with whatever you're providing is going to be beneficial to you. So why are we doing that? Why are we diving into this mid-market?
Yeah. Oh, okay. But let me comment on what you just said about the mid-market, because it is a huge opportunity. It is a huge opportunity for us and for our partners, because small and medium companies, mid-market, are the companies that are the engine of every economy, independent or regardless of the country size. So mid-market companies are the ones that are really providing the employment opportunities to the people, that are providing a platform for the individuals to really showcase their skills, their capabilities, to boost innovation, right, to leverage diversity and build a more inclusive society for everyone to thrive. So mid-market is super important. And Griffin, let's not forget that 80% of SAP customers are small and medium companies. That's the fact. And also, most of the large enterprises that we have today as part of our valuable family of customers, they were SMEs at the beginning, right? So back to the question, why we are doing this and what is the goal? Gaining new cloud ERP market share is fundamental for our long-term success. It's critical for our future, because ERP is like a socket, right, for all our other applications, for all our LOV application, and also for our partners' applications. And we have 4 times more chance to sell our solutions to an ERP, SAP ERP customer than to a non-ERP customer. And also, we have to remember that I think it was Julia that mentions that if we can only cross-sell 10% of our S/4HANA install base, we can increase SAP revenue into almost $1 billion. So now, how then do we gain market share? We gain market share by acquiring net new name. And most of those net new names, they are in mid-market, right? This is why one of our top priorities is to focus the S/4HANA Cloud Public Edition together with the business technology platform as the solution to drive this new name market share growth, particularly in the mid-market. And this is exactly what Grow with SAP is. If you want me to define the Grow with SAP offering, is our hero offerings to drive net new customers, net new cloud ERP customers into SAP. It is a combination of different SAP solutions, so business technology platform and S/4HANA public cloud, together with industry-based practice content, with adoption acceleration services, with a strong community of experts, and also with a comprehensive learning offering. So that's where it connects with the strategy of having the cloud ERP at the core, business technology platform, industry knowledge, best practices, adoption acceleration service. And this is what grow with SAP is. And this is our flagship offer in order to allow mid-market customers to adopt cloud ERP, as you say, fast, with simplicity, with predictability, at a very cost-effective price, and allowing them to have continuous innovation.
Amazing. So the engine that's going to get us into this new space, driving net new customers, this package of solutions and industry best practices. The podcast here is for the partners, our partner ecosystem that we rely on so heavily for a lot of this. Where does the partner come into play in this strategy? What is their role? How do they benefit? How are we leaning on them? And what do they do?
It's a great question, because as we mentioned, that there's a huge opportunity in the mid-market space. And this opportunity is for SAP, but for our partners as well. And in fact, our partner ecosystem is one of our key success factors in order to execute the Grow with SAP strategy. And we need a very strong ecosystem. We need an ecosystem with the right skills. We need an ecosystem with the right capabilities. And if you look at the slides that are here and there, it tells a trusted partner ecosystem. And in order to build this trusted partner ecosystem, we need partners that really have a cloud mindset, that really understand the cloud business. And as you know, Griffin, we have a history of on-prem. So the thing about the mindset change to the cloud is not easy, right? It's easy to say, but that it requires many things. So the first requirement is partners that really understand the cloud business, both in terms of selling, but also in terms of servicing and implementing, right? So the partner profile for the Grow with SAP offer are those partners that have a dedicated, profitable, self-sufficient, and a scalable practice of the S/4HANA public cloud edition. Also, we need partners with a proven expertise in the business technology platform, because it's fundamental to build the extension, to build the integration, and intellectual property, and so forth. So we are targeting partners who can also develop what we call QPPS, is Qualified Partner Package Solutions, that includes a ready-to-go offering at a fixed price, fixed scope, and can be reused, because that's basically what Grow with SAP is. And really need partners that understand volume, right? Partners that really sell one or two projects per year is not the kind of partners that we need. We need partners to have more than 5-6 projects per year. That they understand greenfield implementations, partners that can drive the entire customer journey, right? From demand generation to renewal, including the skills and capabilities to do a demo, property qualifying, partners that are ready for the public cloud, drive adoption, high quality delivery projects. So these are the kind of partners that we're looking for. And last year, we started an internal initiative that was called the Partner Cloud Acceleration Program. And this started two years ago, in fact, at the beginning of last year, so a year and a half. And this is now the baseline or the foundation of this trusted partner ecosystem. And in fact, we have identified today more than 200 partners with these characteristics. And we announced the evolution of this PCAP program, which is an internal initiative, into a more formal designation within the PartnerEdge program. As was announced by Christian, Carl, Julia, and Scott of the Sapphires, we will have a Grow with SAP partner designation starting at the end of July this year.
Okay, very exciting. So scalable partners with high volume, and the most important thing is this cloud mindset. They really understand the cloud, they really understand the volume and the importance it is to move from on-prem to the cloud and the benefits that we can see there. So the partners that can get involved, what does the timeline look like for the solution? Can they hop into Grow right now? Is there a waiting period? Is it accessible, or what's the timeline for partners look like?
Yeah, it is accessible to all the partners that really want to get in this huge opportunity in the mid market. As I told you, on the 24th of July, we will run the first assessment of the entire partner community. We'll make an assessment of the entire partner community and all the partners that meet this Grow with SAP criteria will receive a welcome letter as a Grow with SAP partner. They will receive a logo as part of the benefits that they can brand. And they will have the chances to join the program every quarter during the first year, and then we'll reduce it to twice a year. So from July to April next year, every quarter, partners that meet the criteria will be able to join the program. And then we will be assessing the partners in order to grant that they are current, they keep these criterias all the time to keep this Grow with SAP designation, right? We have the learning in place. We have made several workshops and calls with the partners, explaining to them the criteria to become a Grow with SAP partner. Also internal calls with our partner business managers, for them to have the real understanding of this Grow with SAP designation. So everything is in place, and we'll start with that in the 24th of July.
Okay, so all eligible partners will receive this email starting July 24th, and then going all the way into April, they'll get these quarterly messages of how to get involved, how to stay involved, how to use this to help their business and their customers.
Exactly. Very excited because they will have benefits. And part of that benefit is not only the logo, but also the preferred lead and opportunity routings, and also internal and external visibility with the partner recommender that our AEs use to find skilled partners, and also the partner finders that our customer use to find partners with the right skills. So this will be part of the benefits because it is an investment from the partner side. This is not easy. This is not an easy asset to get. Yeah. Partners really need to invest, but they will get good benefits out of that investment and good business.
Well, it's good to know. I think that's expected with something like this. There will be some level of investment. And I know we're still early with this offering. Aside from kind of the key differentiators between, you know, what is Grow versus what is Rise, which I think we covered earlier on. Are there any burning questions that partners have about this, or anything that you'd like to cover to maybe put their mind at ease or clarify anything that may be confusing to them, because it is a beast. It's a beast of an offering that we're really trying to really get partners involved in.
Yeah, and it's good that you asked that question, because sometimes people get confused and say, "Oh, so I cannot sell rice to a new names?" I said, "No." "Oh, so I cannot sell public cloud to an existing customer?" No. No, this is not absolute. That's why I think I mentioned 80-20% rule. So RISE with SAP is our flagship offering for our existing customers to move to the cloud. That's 80% of the time. This does not mean that we cannot sell public cloud for them. In fact, the RISE with SAP offering comes with public and private, both, because many of our large customers, they have this two-tier architecture where they can get a private cloud as a holding, and then they can roll out public cloud edition in subsidiaries, in some autonomous units, different geographies. So 80% of the time, RISE with SAP offering would be for existing customers. Same in Grow with SAP. 80% of the time, Grow with SAP would be for net new names, right? But this doesn't mean that you cannot sell private cloud into a net new name. If the customer really needs that, of course we'll do that. So this is the first questions that I see with the partners. This is all about the customer, right? So this is what we need to think first. But it's clear that the SAP strategy, we have two offerings for two different cloud journeys. That has to be very clear. Two different offerings for two different cloud journeys. We have other questions such as the investment needs, the time that it takes to go through all the certifications that they are needed. Also, there are questions about, what are the assets that we can get for demand generation? And we have published 2-3 weeks ago some pretty cool assets for our partners, some sales plays by industry for them to use in their demand generation activities, right? Those are the kind of questions that they ask. Of course, also, how SAP would help us with leads and opportunities. I say, that's why we are putting our Grow with SAP partners in the partner recommender. So when an AE is looking for a partner to involve this partner on one of the opportunities that they have, they can use the partner recommender to select the skills, the kind of partner that the AE needs for the opportunity. And if it happens to be an opportunity that is a fit for Grow with SAP, guess what? Our Grow with SAP partners would appear first in those regions where the AE needs them.
Yeah. So some of those questions that you just touched on, is there a place that partners can go? I guess, what are the next steps for partners? If they have more questions, or they want to get involved, or they want more information, where are you leading them to, Willie?
Yeah, the partner portal and their PBMs. Just where they need to go. PBMs that we have been sharing with our other PBM community all the details about the Grow with SAP partner designation, so they can reach to their PBMs.
Okay, great. Partner portal, PBMs. That seems to be a good answer for if you have questions about anything related to your partnership with us at SAP. You know, those two things are the biggest ones to get your answers quickly.
I'm not going to tell you they can write me an email, because my inbox will be on fire. But also I'll be glad to answer any question from our partner.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Willie, thank you so much. This has been great. Partners, I hope you can all get involved, and you can begin to see this in this this evolution of this cloud journey that we're really trying to get you involved into. Willie, thank you again. Before I let you go, though, I do have one final question for you. It's a staple here at the Out for Lunch podcast. If you could have lunch with any celebrity, icon, famous person alive or dead, who would you have lunch with?
Oof. Right out of my mind, I said Isaac Asimov would be one.
Say that again.
Isaac Asimov.
Who is that? I don't think I've ever heard of him.
Google it.
Google it. And why him? What's his story?
What his story is, he's a great writer. He's a great writer. In fact, he's a scientist, and he wrote many books. One of the books that he wrote is iRobot.
iRobot.
AI.
Yep.
Yeah. AI.
It's a big thing right now. He'd be if he's still alive. I'm not sure if he is. He'd be excited to see what's happening.
If I'm not wrong, he was a chemist, right? Chemistry. Mm-hmm. But he wrote many science fiction books.
Okay.
Yeah. He was a scientist.
Yeah.
And artificial intelligence. He was the one that having the first rules of AI, of the robots. And I'm pretty sure you have seen a movie from Will Smith.
I have. I have seen it, yes.
So that's based on Isaac Asimov. And then there's another trilogy of other futuristic books that he wrote. He wrote many books.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of questions for him if I could have dinner and a bottle of Malbec with him.
Very good. I like that. All right, Willie. Well, thank you so much for coming on again, partners. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Yeah, get out there and use this offering as best as you can. So, Willie, thanks again for coming on. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Okay, thanks to you, Griffin. Have a great week.
Thank you all for tuning in to this week's episode of the Out for Lunch podcast. And a big thank you to Willie for joining me in the diner. If you want to learn more about Grow with SAP or you'd like to leave us a review, please see the episode description. Have a great week. And as always, stay hungry for more information.